Joining me in the studio is the musical director of the Australian Rugby Choir, and that's Lucy Birmingham. Lucy,
hi, Alex.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
And I think we have on the line the extra special Walt Cooper, former president of the choir. Hi, Walt.
Hello, Alex, and hello, Lucy.
Hi, Walt.
Now, what's on you two? What have you got to tell us?
Go, Lucy.
I'll go. All right. Well, the Australian Rugby Choir are doing their annual concert, which we do obviously once a year, which is our fundraiser concert, and it's on this Sunday at the Canberra Southern Cross Club. The boys have been working very hard, brand new repertoire, and probably 55-ish singers this year up on stage.
55.
55 young gentlemen, I like to say, in the choir this year. So they're making a great sound, a whole variety of music, and it's just a great afternoon out on a Sunday.
Well?
Well, it's at, it starts at 2 o'clock at the Southern Cross Club, but I'd agree with Lucy. You know, all musical directors are different. And this one is so different that we've got this time. She's done a wonderful job with the choir.
Not the fact she's a woman.
No, she's just a gorgeous person, but she knows how to react with men for some reason.
Oh, thanks, Wal.
By calling you young men, do you think she's off on a very good foot?
She always calls us her young men.
My boys, that's what I call them. They're my boys.
Yeah. It's going to be a great concert. Lucy's done a great job in putting together the repertoire for Sunday afternoon. And Lucy, you might like to tell the listeners out there exactly what some of the songs are. And, you know, we've got some really good stuff, haven't we?
We do. The theme of the concert this year, we've called it Brothers Sing On. Because the great opening number of the thing is a song written by originally by Edvard Grieg called Brothers Sing On. And we're doing all sorts of things. We're singing a bit of Bee Gees. We're singing a bit of music theatre. We've got a fantastic guest artist this year, Christine Wallace. And she was just in the local production of Phantom. She played Carlotta. And she's coming to sing with us, and the boys are going to do a little bit of Phantom with her. So there's so many variety of tunes we're doing this year. A bit of Les Mis and a few other things like that. So it should be really good.
Hey, Wal, do you get into the Bee Gees kind of high tones, do you?
Or? You wouldn't believe it. You should see me dressed up in the uniform for it. something to see. Now, that should attract a lot of people at the Southern Cross Club.
So it's 2 o'clock Sunday at the Southern Cross Club. So book in. Do you want bookings?
Yeah, people will need to ring the Southern Cross Club. Yep. Here we are, 6283-7288, and just book their tickets and pick them up the function starts. Yeah, Lucy, before we go, you might like to tell the public about the very fine concert you put on this morning and what that was about.
Oh, we did. We kind of did a run of the concert this morning at the Southern Cross Club for all the aged care people that could get to the Southern Cross Club, and their carers all brought them in. And it was fantastic. They absolutely loved it. And they're always a good judge of us for us as to...
What was the hit? What was the...
Well, I actually think Help Me Rhonda. As much as the boys won't like to admit that, Help Me Rhonda went off. And we also do a number from a chorus line called One, and that kind of was a bit of a hit as well.
It's so funny because whenever anyone's name, Rhonda, I always remember their name. And someone said to me, how do you remember my name? And I went, help me.
Help me, Rhonda.
Yeah. How am I ever going to forget? It's just such
exactly.
a great name.
Exactly. It was a very catchy tune, of course. And to see 55 young, beautiful men singing Help Me, Rhonda, I think it was a bit of a hit with the ladies there today. So that's... we've got a bit of Lennon and McCartney. There's all sorts of different things that we're going to be performing. But that was a huge hit this morning, and it was probably about 300-odd people there this morning from the various nursing homes around Canberra. So it was
beautiful.
Really, really good.
Oh,
good,
great.
Good concert for the
So
guys.
There you are, everyone. 2 o'clock this Sunday at the Southern Cross Club, and Wal has helpfully given the number. Now, Wal, just check that I've got this right, 6283-7288.
Alex is always right.
Oh, no. Now, and Wal, of course, we've been doing a bit of business, you and I, talking about your fantastic charitable work in Samoa, and you've got a bit of an update?
Oh, the school desk that was given to us by Dixon College, Fred Falk and I delivered them to Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and they're on the boat now. They're well on their way.
So this is 70 desks from Dixon College.
School desk, yeah. Oh. A great effort by lots and lots of people.
Fred from Dunlop, if you're listening,
you know who he is.
My dear. I'll get the call. But good on you. I mean, it just makes, I mean, all the things we take for granted here.
I know. But so, we live in a lucky country.
We do. We need to be constantly reminded of that, Wal Cooper. Wal and Lucy, have fun on Sunday. I know you will.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks so much. And look, we have to go out with this. It'll flow beautifully to John Mackey from the ANU School of Music. But guess what I'm going to hit now?
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But when you look so fine, and my love wouldn't take much time for you to help her on the healthy dinner out of my heart.
Just a great song from the Beach Boys. And, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Southern Cross Club. Go along to the annual concert of the Australian Rugby Choir. And, of course, they've played at Carnegie Hall, the Royal Festival Hall, Sydney Opera House and the Dallas Brooks Hall in Melbourne.